Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. It's a beautiful day out here on the practice fields behind Gillette Stadium. The team is back at it in pads as they take the field, getting ready to finish up this week of camp before they head to Philadelphia next week. The intensity sure is rising, so let's get to some news and notes from this Thursday afternoon. The biggest newsworthy thing of the day is the fact that Julian Edelman is present on the field for the first time during training camp and this offseason. Edelman was not just in sweats, but geared up in pads, action for the first time. Now, the fact that he is out here in pads and practicing with the team will take him off the PUP list. The Patriots have made some adjustments to their 90-man roster. They released offensive lineman Nick McDonald, who hasn't been present at all during training camp. They also released two wide receivers, rookie free agent Perez Ashford and veteran wide receiver Lavelle Hawkins. The Patriots are reworking that wide receiver position. They signed Lavasse Tuine out of Oregon and Jonathan Haggerty out of southwestern Oklahoma. And speaking of wide receiver, after missing his first practice of training camp on Tuesday, Aaron Dobson was also back on the field in pads on Thursday. The Patriots have added some depth at the defensive line position by adding an undrafted free agent out of Rutgers, Scott Vallone, and also Northwest Missouri State alum Travis Chaplier. So definitely a good sign for the wide receiver group, seeing Julian Edelman back out there in pads, off the PUP list, and catching some passes. That'll do it for day six out here at training camp, and we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.